The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Chamber, Vladislav Grib, has confirmed that two new public service offices will soon be operational in Crimea. The Russian public chambers will be financed through the regional Crimean budget, and their main aim is to solve a lot of problems that Crimean citizens currently faced. Moreover, the chambers to be located in Simferopol and Sevastopol will deal with everything from state procurements to energy needs.
The land of Crimea is getting a lot of political power. The main aim of the chamber will be to support public initiatives and organizations. After consulting with Crimean officials, such as Aksanov and Konstantinov, we decided to form the chamber with 20 officials from the cabinet and 20 from the Soviet of ministers.
Ukraine is still reeling after the people of Crimea voted to abandon Kiev in favor of Moscow. Ukraine and the West are calling Russia's presence in Crimea an occupation, but officials on the peninsula say that the priority is to look after the needs of local citizens.
We are going not only through the political, but also through the social crisis. The situation with the issuing of passports and not official presence at the place demonstrated that. It is hard to change the structure of the government, but our main aim would be to stabilize the situation.
Russia has asked Crimeans to express their preferences as to how the new public chambers will be operated and who will run them. New officials will be elected shortly. The World Bank has expressed concerns that the Crimea situation could hit Russia's economic prospects. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund promised Ukraine an aid package of $15 billion, and Ukraine is anxiously awaiting the bailout. It is clear that the Crimea's destiny is now firmly lying in the hands of Moscow, despite the opposition of Ukraine and the West. Ekaterina Kuznetsova, Press TV, Simferopol, Crimea.